Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is George with Golden Dawn's New York Division, and it is with great sadness tonight that I have to report on a terrible tragedy that has occurred on this night of November 1st, 2013, in Athens, Greece. As many of you have already heard, several young Golden Dawn members were standing outside of the Golden Dawn offices in the Athenian suburb of Neo Heraklio when two attackers on a motorcycle stopped in front of the office. The passenger of the motorcycle got off and opened fire on the Golden Dawn members, killing two young men and severely injuring a third. The weapon used appears to be a 9mm pistol, which was fired multiple times and emptying the magazine clip into the two young men. It is important not to forget that prior to this cold-blooded murder, the Greek government repeatedly denied police protection requests to be outside the Golden Dawn offices, which were requested in light of the multiple bomb attacks and other threats against a legal political party. It is important not to forget that our political party members, our members of parliament, were also denied security detail, a right given to all members of parliament except the Golden Dawn. And while it's easy for many nationalists around the world in Europe to express their rage at the leftist and communist political enemies of the Golden Dawn in regards to this crime, we must spread the word that the responsibility for this crime lies on the entire Greek political establishment and the media, and to a greater extent, on the entire European Union's plan to subjugate all of us. Now, they have been instigating this to happen, and the blood is on their hands. They have witnessed the thousands of supporters who gathered outside our offices last week. They have witnessed our support grow despite all of the lies and all of the false charges that they have made against us. So, with increasing intensity, they have pushed for this type of violence in an effort to scare the Greek people into submission so that they won't show up to the offices, and to scare the peoples of Europe into not going with the path of true and righteous nationalism and self-determination. Let us be clear that we will not back down, and we will not be scared into submission. We will fight back in any way we can. But for now, we urge people everywhere to remain calm and let the system show itself. Let the system show its lies and deceit. Let them show how they will downplay the murder of these two young boys. Let them show their true face and who they're truly loyal to. With all of this, I'd like to thank all of you who have sent your condolences. I'd like to thank all of you that have expressed your concern and asking how you can help. And the only thing I can tell you right now in this time of need to remind you all that we are still collecting aid for our people in Greece. We will distribute it no matter what kind of treasonous actions the Greek government puts in place. So all of you, if you go on the site exeamediki.wordpress.com, you can see the donate section of our site and send either a prepaid Visa debit gift card or a Walmart gift card or any kind of food that you can send. This would be a great help, and we really appreciate all of your solidarity in this terrible time of need. Our thoughts and prayers also go out to the families of these two young men and the third that is currently in the hospital right now. These people were like family to all of us, and this could have happened to any of us, myself, any of my comrades. It could have been any one of us standing outside this office, any one of us standing against all of the system's lies and deceit and all of the attacks on the right and true nationalism for the Greek people. I'd like to wish you all a good night and to stay safe and take care.